نبي حبه جنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة. علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة، وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are here with the second session of talking about the 31st letter of the book Nahj al-Balagha. This letter and this book is written from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba in a place called Al-Hadirin on his way back from the Battle of Siffin, 3 years before his martyrdom. On the very first paragraph, Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam describes his stance as the father to the recipient of the letter, who is his son, not just as Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, but as any son, or as any father would describe his situation to any son on his letter of will. Amir al-Mu'minin then continues. We talked about the fact that Imam said, I am the dweller of the residence of the dead, meaning this dunya, the abodes of the dead. And the father is due to depart from this dunya or from this residence in any day or in any time, meaning that he sees death to be there, to be close, to always be there. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in Sahifa Sajjadi has a beautiful term. He says, oh Allah, don't make it to be that we get to remember death only once in a while. Make it to be something constant. And one of our teachers were making fun of our situation. He said, oh Allah, make us remember death at least once in a while. If we don't remember death at all, make it so that, make our lives in a way so that we remember it once in a while. Imam says, as-sakinu masakinu as-sakinu masakinu al-mawta wa-dha'inu anha qadan, who is due to depart from this life of dunya in any day. To whom? Then Imam describes the recipient, his son. He says, إِلَى الْمَوْلُودِ الْمُؤَمَّلِ مَا لَا يُدْرَكِ, to the son who yearns for what is not to be achieved. O my dear son, O my beloved son Hassan, not every single dream that you have in this life of dunya, you will achieve it. It is a lie that we are told in this life of dunya that everything we can absolutely achieve, every dream that we have, we can find out and achieve and get. That is something that we have to get along with. That is a reality that we have to accept. Let's take a break and inshallah we'll be back.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dear listeners, we're talking about the 31st letter of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha to our beloved Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba on the final years of the life of Amir al-Mu'minin. We got to the point that Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam was describing the recipient of the letter. He says, إِلَى الْمَوْلُودِ الْمُؤَمَّلِ مَا لَا يُدْرِكِ, to the son who yearns for what, or who dreams for what is not to be achieved or is not meant to be achieved. Believe it or not, the media, the culture nowadays, whether it's the West or the East, really gives us this wrong idea that everything that in this dunya you can achieve, you can become a doctor, you can do this, you can become the wealthiest man on the earth, and all these worldly dreams and ambitions, you can achieve all of them. And the reality is, Amir al-Mu'minin, when he says to his son, "Al-mu'ammal ma la yudrik," the majority of our dreams and ambitions will never, ever be achieved. We only achieve what is khair for us. Al-mu'ammal ma la yudrik. This is not meant to be the purpose of the life of this dunya. As-salik sabil man qad halak. As-salik sabil man qad halak. The person that who is treating to the son, who is treating or who is going and proceeding to the through the path of those who have died, who have faced halaka. This is the dunya, my beloved son. Let me be very clear with you. This is getting very serious. There's no joke here. We will all face death. Everyone in this dunya, wealthy or not wealthy or poor, black or white, Iranian or American, Muslim or non-Muslim, men or women, children or the elderly, everyone will face death at any time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. No one can go above this law. No one can go above this ruling and this reality. No one can escape from. غرض الأسقام يا أمير المؤمنين. How beautifully you stated this. غرض الأسقام. The targets or the victim of ailments and pains and sorrows. We'll come back together after taking a short break, inshallah.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
All right, we're back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, with 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, in his letter to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, he says, my beloved son, Hassan, we in this world are gharadil asqam. We are the victim of ailments. You are going to face disease. You're going to face troubles and tribulations, difficulties, tests, disease, sorrows, pains, loss, all of it will come on your way. ورمية المصائب, who is entangled in the worries of the days, in the concerns of the days. How beautifully Amir al-Mu'minin used the words ramya. If you remember in the Holy Quran, we have وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Ramya, meaning that it means that when you are shooting with a gun or with any other weapon, when you're shooting or when you're throwing an arrow, you're having a target and you throw it and it hits the target. Ramya means throwing an arrow or shooting. And Amir al-Mu'minin says, describes the masa'ib of this dunya, the difficulties and hardships of this dunya, the concerns and worries of this dunya to hit us like the arrows, like the bullets. It'll hit us, it'll target us, it'll follow us. Who is the target of the hardships? قرين الرهينة الأيام ورمية المصائب. And then Imam says, وعبد الدنيا, a slave of this world. A slave of this world. Or nowadays, we say slave of the system. That is what we have been raised to. That's what how the situation, how the life of this dunya has made us to become, that we should free ourselves from. Inshallah, we'll continue with the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha in other sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيدنا. زمن ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه